up at dawn and ask her why. I dream a dream, she never dies. Wipe that tear away now from your eyes. Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne soup.
Area 54, music from the future.
Thank you. This is Area 54.
Just like anyone, I never say that I wanna be hero. Oh, hold me right.
say. You know what happens, you keep pulling on the string. Everything starts slowly unraveling. If you keep on, keep on pulling, pulling, keep on pushing, pushing. Keep on, keep on pulling, pulling, keep on pushing, pushing. You take the minuses and leave me with the pluses. My sweet serotonin in rushes. Keep on, keep on.
Serotonin Rushes is the name of the song. It's Tim and Mike here at 54 with you. It's off their self-titled album, but it's not their first album. Usually, Mike, on first albums is where you do your self-titled, and so
yeah,
they kind of lost themselves. They found themselves again and self-titled this album.
Maybe that's it, yeah.
Blonde Redhead before that did a song called 3 O'Clock, and one from Odessa from Seattle did a song called Late Night.
Brand new single.
Yeah, nice to see them still, you know, not spending their fortune and doing some music still.
Well, they changed the sound a little bit. This one sounds the most. There's two singles, and this one sounds the most more like their older stuff. The other one sounds quite different.
Yeah, I knew they'd change their style. Claws before that did a song called Bloom. It's off the album World Underwater, and Sylvanesso. Track's called Radio. It's off the album What Now. Started off the whole set with a new song and a new album by Yumi Zuma. These guys just kind of. I would have never in a million years guessed they'd do this. An all-cover album. New album's called What's the Story? Morning Glory. We played a song called Champagne Supernova.
Except that she doesn't sound like that, huh?
No, she doesn't sound like that. You know, Yumi Zuma sounds like Yumi Zuma, but they're covering who?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Oasis. Yeah. The whole album.
What's the story running
back? Well, I guess they were asked and they to do this. And, I mean, I imagine these guys must have been like, you know, barely born or something when this album came out.
Right.
And they thought it was just a pompous 90s band from the UK. And they were like, yeah, whatever. And but then they were touring and they listened to the album in the tour bus and they're like, wow, this is a really good album. This would be.
Well, I wonder if these guys are like method actors too to do this album. Yumi Zuma went into the studio, got really drunk and got in big giant fights and was breaking things and stuff like that. Kind of like, you know, our Oasis used to be notorious for doing.
I don't know. I don't think it's a brother act.
Yeah, it's not the Gallagher brothers. Yeah. Yumi Zuma isn't for sure.
But
but it would be kind of cool to do that though.
I think if you're an Oasis fan, I think this would be, you would really enjoy this album. And I'm not particularly an Oasis fan. I think this obviously was a good album.
It was a good album.
But the thing is that they, like this, the faster tracks, they slowed them down, and the slower tracks, they sped them up a little bit. But they did a nice job, and they definitely gave it their own Yumi Zuma kind of down-tempo, chill kind of sound to the whole album.
That was awesome. I'm glad they did it. It's just really surprising.
Well, we'll probably play some more tracks off of that in the coming weeks, I'm sure.
We should, for sure.
All right. What do we got queued up next? We got Par Off Stellar. We're going to play a track called Goodbye, Emily. It's in Mike with you.